paragraph hey, veze bechinas ho'arba minim. And with this, we understand also the four species that we take on Sukkos. Shemitzvosom rak bayodayim, where the mitzvah is to take it with your hands. Kemo shekosuv, as it says in the pasuk, ulekachtem lochem bayoyim harishon. You will take to yourselves. The mitzvah is to take it in your hands. Kedei lahamshech oleinu koyach hayodayim, by which we're drawing upon ourselves the power of the hands. And even when a person is saying Hallel in Shul, the men were saying Hallel, when they hold the Dalet Minim, also it's brought that it's very important and very beneficial to hold them with both of your hands all the time. Sometimes it takes a balancing act because you have to hold your Machzer also to be able to see the words. But I remember Rav Rosenfeld stressed this very much. Here we see that this is how we're drawing upon ourselves the power of the hands, the 10 fingers, and all the 10s that we spoke about here. Any more questions?
When we say that it's important to do maisa, which is tzedakah, and so therefore it's really important that we have both hands on our ruminim, I'm struggling with just the concept of things that are representative as opposed to things that are the maisa.
Okay, sure. Rabbi Nachman once made a statement, and this is found in Likutei Moran, that when a Jew turns his payas, there are worlds, heavenly worlds, that move with him. There's a pasuk Hashem Tzilcha. The term Tzel means shade, to protect one with shade. And the word Tzel also means shadow. The Baal Shem Tov said Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is our shadow. Just like a shadow, every move I make, my shadow moves with me. So too, Kaviyochel, Hashem, with his infinite kindness and humility, Hashem has attached himself to us so deeply and so well that every move a Jew makes affects movement in heaven, affects movement of the worlds, all the worlds that Hashem has created. That's true about every move we make. For example, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about putting on your right shoe before your left shoe and tying your left shoe before you tie your right shoe. People who don't know, who have no idea about the spirituality, about this concept of how all the worlds are connected to us, hear this and say, what in the world does that have to do with religion? What in the world does that have to do with being a good human being? I thought the Torah is supposed to teach us to be good people, to be a good person. The answer is the Torah is teaching us everything. It's teaching us about the relationship between human beings and Hashem and spirituality and divinity. And it's also teaching us about how to relate to human beings. And both are critical parts of religion. So that, for example, the mitzvah of tzedakah, where there's an aspect of it that's bein adam l'chaveiro, there's an aspect of unifying, bringing together the top and the bottom, the wealthy person and the poor person, bringing about an achdus, a unity in Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, the Arizal says there's divine things going on. The Arizal shows how the palm of the hand, the person who's giving the charity, the money that they're holding in their fist, that's the yud. The fist is like a yud, and the five fingers are the K. And the poor person who's reaching out with his arm to receive the tzedakah, his arm is the vav, and the five fingers is the hay. And the Arizal says, therefore, in an act of charity being given, we are turning on the lights of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And so too, every single mitzvah in the Torah has in it a relationship with the divine spirit of Hashem. Every mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, for example, the reading of the Megillah on Purim. The first Mishnah in Megillah begins with the words that the Megillah can be read on any one of the following days. 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. These 5 days of the month of Adar are possible days when the Megillah can be read. And the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says that these 5 days, again, represent the union between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because if you add up those five numbers, it adds up to 65, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And if you take the beginning and end, the first and last dates, 11 and 15, it's 26 Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Sifrei Kabbalah show us how by us flicking a switch, when I walk into a room and I flick a switch, and lights go on or music goes on, all kinds of things. A person who doesn't know anything about that, they see that, and I tell a person, come here, I'm going to push this button and you're going to hear a whole orchestra playing. And I push the button and the orchestra goes on and the person says, you're a liar. That's impossible. There's no way in the world that pushing that button, they're behind the wall. Behind the wall probably is this big orchestra playing music, which we don't see. You're just trying to fool me. And we know that that's not true. We see on Earth today how it's possible that a person can make the tiniest move. There's voice activation and other things like that, where the tiniest, tiniest move of sound or light can affect all kinds of incredible things going on. That's on one level. And on the other level, the Torah speaks about action. The Torah speaks about running to shul, that there's a difference in a person who walks slowly to shul and a person who walks quickly. Rabbi Nachman spoke about a person giving charity with both hands. That's why there's a custom among many Breslovers. You'll see that when they give tzedakah, they do it physically with both hands. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very popular among the Breslovers in Eretz Yisrael to do it like that, with both hands. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, mentioned that it doesn't have to mean physically both hands. It means to give wholeheartedly, that you're really giving it with joy and happiness. But in either case, we're showing the concept of the physical and the spiritual being married together in different ways. Sometimes it's shown more clearly, sometimes it's less clearly. Sometimes a person thought alone can make worlds of difference. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this. Rabbeinu Zal said a human being has the power of concentration, where with thought alone, a person could stop a bullet from hitting a person through concentration alone. So there's both. I hope this sheds a little bit of light on what you brought up. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good week. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Thanks so much, Rav.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All the best.